You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about what it means to be unstoppable. I talked about this a couple of months ago. I posted this a long time ago, actually, and since then, it has come up several times because a lot of people have been working very hard, especially my one-on-one coaching clients that I am closer to, and they told me, "Dear, I've been working on my projects for about 4 or 5 months. I haven't seen amazing results. I'm doubting myself now. What should I be doing?" So we came up with a word that is a substitute for successful, and the reason why I did that is because in my clients' minds, success was something that was yet to be achieved. So what I did, I changed the word successful with unstoppable to make them understand that as long as they are unstoppable, success is bound to come. The success that they're imagining, the money, the freedom, being able to have influence, being able to help people, being able to have an amazing family, to have a business they can be proud of, all that stuff is bound to come to them. It's just that at this very moment, they need to be patient and keep on working on the basics. And that's what I said. You need to be unstoppable. As long as you are unstoppable, and I'll break down the 4 points to make someone unstoppable, you, my friend, are on the right track. So point number one, no matter what challenges you are facing, you keep on moving forward. Now, if you're unstoppable and someone tells you no with a business, you're not going to tell yourself, "Oh, people don't like my sales pitch. I'm going to have to change business model. I'm going to have to revisit what I do in life." Doesn't matter. It's not phasing you at all. You're going to go back to the drawing board. You're going to find someone else and you keep on working toward closing your first deal or do whatever you're set out to do. Point number two, you notice your bad moods immediately. You process them and you let them go. Guys, every single person gets in one of those weird moods. I used to get them almost every day for several hours a day, and sometimes it would happen for entire days in a row, almost a week. Now, it may happen for maybe a couple of minutes, if it happens for a couple of minutes, probably just a couple of seconds, and as soon as I feel that different state of mind in my mind, I immediately turn the switch back on and I am back in my good mood. I'm back at being unstoppable. It's possible. You need to be able to do that by meditating, by being in the moment, by being centered. When you're centered, you're in the moment, you meditate and you are in touch with your feelings and your emotions as well as your body. You will be able to find or feel the difference in your body. You're going to be able to feel your heart beating faster. You're going to tell yourself right away, "Hey, what's going on? Am I stressed out? Am I anxious? Why am I anxious? What's going on?" Or if you have a bad mood right away, you'll tell yourself, "Okay, what happened? Did someone say something to me that I didn't like? Maybe one of my clients sent me a message that I didn't like, or someone else. I don't know, whatever it was, but is that very important? Is that actually worth being upset on? Probably not. Okay, let's go back to my, you know, old ways of being focused and eyes on the price." Again, unstoppable. Something happens, it derails you for 1 second and you're back on track. Point number three, you don't get distracted by external environment, by the external environment. Again, this is very important. As long as you are able to get focused on the task at hand and no phone calls, no people that are telling you that are going out at night, no YouTube videos, no Netflix binges, you're not going to get distracted. If that is you right now and you know that you can do that, don't worry if you're not successful yet. It's bound to come because you will be able to do the work regardless. Without a boss, without a manager, you sit down and you know what you need to do and you don't get distracted. Point number four, you're going straight towards your goals, no sidetracking. Again, same thing. If people come to you and they shine some, you know, object in front of your face saying, "Oh, look at this get rich quick thing," and probably people are not going to say the get rich quick thing because that of course has a negative connotation, but someone will tell you, "Oh, look, you can make so much money doing this, this and this," or like some new type of drop shipping or whatever it is. You look at them, you look at whatever they have to offer, you politely decline and you go back to what you're doing because you know that it takes time, it takes energy and focus to make things happen. Nothing worth having is going to be easy to get. So you know that, and you can look at whatever you people are showing you, but you don't get sidetracked and you get straight back toward your goals. If you have these four traits, okay, that means that you are unstoppable. That means that if success is not hasn't knocked at your door yet, it will soon. Soon meaning, again, a few months, a year or two. We don't know that yet, depending on what your goals are. But trust me, as long as you keep on working on these four basic points, you will achieve whatever you want in life. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.